感到高兴的是今天我们能够在主的圣殿里跟他见面。
And I hear the news this morning, 13 people baptized.
今天早上我听到这个好消息，我们有13个弟兄姐妹受洗了。
Yeah, that's wonderful.
这实在太好了。
You know, I haven't seen Mrs. Shi and Mrs. Schwartz for some time now.
你们知道我有一段时间没有见到妈咪和牧师许师母。
Yeah, I've been away for almost 3 weeks, and they've been away a little longer than that.
我大概离开这个地方有三个星期了，他们也离开了一段时间。
But you know, when they were here, I kept asking Mrs. Schwartz a question.
但是当师母和妈咪他们在这儿的时候，我问妈咪一个问题。
How is the building project going?
我们教会的建堂施工到底怎么样了？
Oh, she says wonderful.
她说进行得很好。
She says there's lots of government red tape that's not very nice.
她说有些政府部门给了一些我们一些困难，好像有些问题不太好对付。
But I want to know how are the church people doing?
但是我想要知道教会里我们的会众是怎么做的。
And she assures me, oh, wonderful.
她告诉我说一切都很棒。
I say no disagreements.
我说我们大家问题都没有什么不和谐的地方吗？
And she says, oh, yes, yes, many disagreements, but they work through them very nicely.
妈咪告诉我，她说教会我们弟兄姐妹有很多不同的意见，但是大家最后都是处理得很好。
Didn't you folks know that a building project is a very good opportunity to have a church bus?
她说你们弟兄姐妹，你们知道吗？我们在教会里要是一起建堂的话，是很容易在教会里引起纷争的。
Listen, whatever you're doing, keep working at it, keep doing it.
但是不管大家是怎么做的，都是继续这么做下去。
Because this is not in the devil's plans. This is not in Satan's plan.
因为这不是魔鬼的计划。
For you to grow and to build a new church building.
让你们成长，能够建立一个新的教会。
And to baptize 13 new Christians.
为13个新的弟兄姐妹受洗。
That's not in Satan's plan.
这不是魔鬼的计划。
But he is not the one we're trying to please, is he?
我们也不是想要讨魔鬼的喜悦，不是吗？
You know, I think it would be wonderful. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have a goal to have a new baptism service every Sunday morning?
如果我们每个星期天早上都能够有这个受洗的这种聚会，多好啊！
Oh, let that be a regular occurrence down at the beach.
让我们以后就经常在这个海滩边上能有我们的受洗的聚会。
Sounds like a good idea to me.
对我来讲，这听起来很不错。
No, but you know, seriously.
但是你知道，这是很严肃的事情。
How about starting out in setting a goal to have one of those every month?
或者我们可不可以建立这样一个目标，让我们每一个月都可以有这样一次受洗的聚会？
Maybe you already have those more than once a month now. I don't know.
No.
No.
他说我们可是不是已经有这样的目标了？也许每个月都超过一次的受洗聚会。我说好像没有啊。
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
这不是很棒吗？
Oh, I think so.
我觉得真的是很棒。
Well, again, it is a delight for me to be here this morning.
我再次我想要跟大家说，我今天真是高兴能跟大家在一起。
I'd like to talk to you about something this morning that's very important.
今天早上我想要跟大家谈一些很重要的事情。
You know, in the last couple of weeks, my wife and I have been out to Colorado to a book conference and had some services. We've driven, I think, more than 4,000 miles.
在过去几个星期，我和我夫人曾经我们开车超过4000个 mile， 我们到科罗拉多去参加一个聚会。
And all that time, I've been thinking about this service this morning.
就那段时间，我一直在想，我今天早上在教会里我要怎么样讲到。
And praying.
而且我为此祷告。
And I feel like that God has given me a message just for this morning.
我相信神给了我一个特别的信息，就是为了今天早上准备的。
I would title this message, Are You a Disciple?
这个题目会是你是一个门徒吗？
And with the new baptismal candidates this morning, I think it's fitting.
今天早上我们刚刚给13个弟兄姐妹受洗，我相信这个题目会是很合适的。
But you know, it's not only for the new church members.
但是你知道这个信息，你是个门徒吗？不只是给新的这些受洗的弟兄姐妹。
It's not only for those who have only just been baptized.
不是为了那些刚刚受洗的这些弟兄姐妹。
But you know, it's good for us to examine our hearts, even those of us who have followed Jesus for a long time.
即使对我们已经做基督徒很久的人来说，这也是一个时机，让我们来检查一下、省察一下内心。
But the question is, are you a disciple?
就问题是，你是个门徒吗？
Let's read several verses of scripture. Luke 14:25-35.
请大家打开《路加福音》第十四章第二十五节到三十 ，verse 25 to 37. 25节到三十五节。
Go ahead and read it. We don't need to read it in both, I think. Yeah. I'll come back and mention it.
Sure. Chapter 14, right?
14.
Okay. 第路加福音十四章二十五节到三十五节，我们一起来读。二十五节，有极多的人和耶稣同行，他转过来对他们说：“人到我这里来，若不爱我，胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹。”和自己的性命就不能做我的门徒凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的也不能做我的门徒你们哪一个要盖一座楼不先坐下算计花费能盖成不能呢恐怕安了地基不能成功看见的人都笑话他说这个人开了工却不能完工或是一个王出去和别的王打仗岂不先坐下酌量能用一万兵去敌那领二万兵来攻打他的吗若是不能就趁敌人还远的时候派使者去求河西的条款这样你们无论什么人若不撇下一切所有的就不能做我的门徒盐本是好的盐若失了味可用什么叫它再咸呢或用在田里或堆在粪里都不合适只好丢在外面有耳可听的就应当听
Right, let us pray.
我们一起祷告
Heavenly Father, we are thankful that you are here with us this morning.
亲爱的天父感谢您今天早上跟我们在一起
We're thankful for your word that you've given to us.
我们感谢您给我们的信息
And we're also thankful, Father, for the message that you've given for this morning.
我们也为今天早上您要给我们的信息献上感谢
We thank you, Lord, for the gift of salvation and your love to us.
主，我们谢谢您的救恩，感也谢谢您的爱。
Thank you for your presence.
我们感谢主与我们同在。
We pray now, Father, that you would be with us this morning in this service.
主，我们祈求您在今天早上和我们一起在这个教堂的大堂里。
And Lord, we ask that you give just the right words and that you cause each of us to open the ears of our hearts so that we might receive the truth that you have for us.
主给我们应当讲的话语让我们每一个人的心都打开来领受你的信息。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. All right, are you a disciple?
你是个门徒吗？
Here in the scripture that we've read, Jesus was preaching and teaching the multitudes, the large group of people.
今天早上我们刚才读到的这些经节里，耶稣在跟极多的人在跟他们讲。
And in verse 27,
在二十七节，他说
，He said, "Who doesn't pick up his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple."
凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，不能做我的门徒。
And then in verse 33, he continues the same thought.
然后第三十三节，他也基本上说的同样的话。
But in the verses in between, he tells two stories to help us understand.
在中间的经节，他讲了两个故事，来帮助我们理解他这句话的意思。
Well, you know, I think the first one is very fitting for us this morning.
我想这第一个故事对我们今天早上很合适。
You know, I think you folks are not trying to build a tower, but you're building a new church building.
我相信我们不是要盖一座楼，但是我们要盖一个新的教堂。
And I know that you have sat down, you've considered the plans, you've counted the cost.
我相信大家一起来计划，看看这个教堂要怎么盖，而且也关于筹款的问题也考虑过。
And I know that you will not just pour the cement for the foundation and run out of money and run out of interest.
我相信你们不会刚刚把地基铺下来就已经没有兴趣了，也没有钱了，去修这个新的教堂。
You know, I remember when I was a little boy seeing a concrete structure.
我记得当我还是个小孩子的时候，我看到过一幢水泥建筑。
It was unfinished.
它没有盖完。
It was big.
很大的一幢建筑。
There were just holes in the walls, no windows.
这个墙上都是洞，因为还窗户还没装上去呢。
It was built out of cement.
它是用水泥造的。
But there was no roof.
但是房顶还没有盖上去。
And I remember asking my mother and my father, "What about this?"
我记得我问爸爸妈妈这是怎么回事啊。
And they knew the story.
他们知道是怎么回事。
A man was building a huge house.
一个人在建这个很大的这个建筑。
And some things happened and he ran out of money.
但是中间发生了一些事情，他就没钱了。
And he was unable to finish it.
他没法子把这楼盖完。
And he was so embarrassed by this that he killed himself.
他觉得太丢人了，所以他自杀了。
But that will not happen here because you've counted the cost.
但这样的事情不会在我们教会发生，因为我们已经计算了我们建楼需要的费用。
And then the second story that Jesus gives is about two kings.
耶稣讲的第二个故事是讲到两个王。
He said when one king sees another coming with his army, and the other army is bigger, then he wants to make peace with the one that's coming to fight.
他说到一个王出去跟别的王打仗，他看到对方带来的兵比自己的兵多，他就想要订立这个和平的条款。
But then he goes on to the point of his message.
然后他就回到他的信息。
And he said, whoever is not willing to give up all that he has cannot be my disciple.
他说你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
Well, in both of these verses, he's speaking of disciples.
在这两个重要的经节里，他都要讲到门徒。
You know, this is an English word, but disciple. Have you ever thought about the meaning of this word?
你们曾经想过门徒这个意思，这个字到底是什么意思吗？
The definition is quite simple.
这个定义很简单。
A disciple is a follower of Christ.
门徒就是跟从耶稣的人。
It involves, though, a certain close relationship with Christ.
它包括跟耶稣有亲密的关系。
You know, today, in our world here in America, we hear quite a bit about disciples and discipleship.
你知道在美国现在这个社会里，我们常常听到门徒，还有就是做门徒这个词。
We hear it often on Christian radio.
我们在基督徒的这些广播里经常听到这个词。
We read books about discipleship.
我们也看书教我们怎么样做门徒。
Like this morning, we hear messages about discipleship.
就像今天早上我们听到的信息是关于怎么样做门徒。
So we are very familiar with this thought, this word.
我们对这个词很熟悉。
Christians follow the teaching of Christ.
基督徒服从主的教导。
So it seems to be quite a simple matter just to be a disciple.
所以对我们来说好像做门徒是很简单的一件事。
But there's a little bit more to it.
但是这个门徒这个词有很多的内容。
It's very easy to say, I'm going to be a disciple.
很容易我们可以说我想要做一个门徒。
But to live out those words requires quite a commitment.
但是要活出门徒的样式是需要委身的。
A commitment and a very special relationship with Christ.
这个委身就是跟耶稣基督有一个特殊的关系。
You know, over 30 years ago, I said, I'm going to get married.
三十年前我告诉我自己说我要结婚了。
But it's taken over 30 years of commitment to make it work.
但是我花了三十多年的时间让这个婚姻能够变成今天的样子。
It's taken over 30 years of both my wife and I being determined that this marriage is going to work to make it work.
也花了我太太和我超过三十年的时间，我们努力让这个婚姻能够成为一个成功的婚姻。
Maybe we should stay here just a moment.
Yeah, okay. 他说在这儿我们停一下。
Do you know, most of us are married this morning, some are not.
我想我们中间很多人都结了婚，也有一些还没有结婚。
But even those of you who are not married, you know some people who are married.
即使那些还没结婚的人，你也肯定认识结过婚的人。
Do you know a husband and wife can really want their marriage to work?
你知道丈夫和妻子他们都想让自己的婚姻能够变得好。
But maybe both of them don't have that intense level of commitment to make it work.
但是也许这个婚姻的双方并没有真正的都有这种决心要让这个婚姻能够成为一个成功的婚姻。
And they can just kind of get along.
他们可能可以相处。
Lots of misunderstandings.
但是有时候会有很多误解。
That are not made clear.
这些误解并没有被消除掉。
Maybe some cross words.
然后有时候说一些很愤怒的话。
Maybe some insults.
有时候还说侮辱人的话。
But they still stay together.
但是还是待在一起。
Does that sound like a happy arrangement?
这听起来像是一个幸福的婚姻吗？
I don't think so.
我想不是。
You know, if we are going to be happy in our marriage relationship,
如果我们想要有幸福的婚姻、幸福的关系，
it takes hard work.
这需要很辛苦的工作。
It's not for lazy people.
这不是对懒惰的人来说的。
It's not for people who give up easily.
也不是对那些很容易放弃的人说的。
It's for people with determination.
而是为那些有决心的人说的。
It's going to work.
他会，这个婚姻会成功。
I'm going to put in more than my share of the work.
我会努力放进超过100%的努力让它成功。
Because you see, that's the way it has to be.
你知道这只有只能这样，这婚姻才能够成功。
You know, you could talk to my wife after service.
在这今天的崇拜结束之后，你可以跟我太太谈一谈。
You know, we both have to feel like we are doing more than our share to make it work smooth.
我们两个人都觉得我们必须要投入超过百分之百的投入，才能够让这个婚姻成功。
But when we do that,
当我们这样做的时候，而且我们决定这样做的时候
，Oh, it's well worth it. We're very happy.
我们很幸福，这一切都值得。
It's wonderful.
我们有很美好的婚姻。
Well, something to think about.
这是可能是让大家去想一想的问题。
It's easy to say, "Oh, I'm going to be a disciple."
也很容易说我要做一个门徒。
It's easy to say, "Oh, I'm going to get married."
也很容易说我要结婚了。
But if we're going to have a happy marriage and if we're going to have a wonderful close relationship with Jesus Christ, it takes some work.
如果我们想要有幸福的婚姻，或者是想要跟主有一个美妙的关系，那么需要很辛苦的去工作。
It takes some determination.
而且需要下定决心。
You know, it's a play on words. This is probably not a good time to do this, but determination is a nice way to say hard-headed.
这个下定决心是一个说很就是较好的方式，实际上他的意思就是这个很固执的脑瓜。
And yet,
但是实际上
you can't be too hard-headed or you'll have troubles.
你就说必须要下定决心，不然你就会遇到问题。
It's easy to talk about being a disciple.
我们说到做门徒好像是很容易的事。
But to live out those words requires quite a commitment.
但是要活出门徒的这种生活方式是需要委身的。
You know, it's something that is pretty deep. It's not very real easily understood.
做门徒不是说很容易理解的，它有很深的意义。
Sometimes it's easy to understand difficult things by looking at different parts of those things.
有时候对于一些比较困难去难以理解的东西，我们要看看它的不同的部分，可能就更容易理解一点。
Think of some parts of this commitment to be a disciple.
我们想一想，就是做门徒的这个尾声，我们把它分开来，分成几部分来看。
There's faith.
我们需要信心。
Yes, we must have faith in God.
我们必须对神要有信心。
And there has to be love because God gives us love.
也要有爱，因为神给我们爱。
And we've already mentioned there has to be commitment.
我们也刚刚提过，我们必须还要有尾声。
And you know the Bible tells us to study so that we don't need to be ashamed, so it involves study.
你知道圣经告诉我们说要学习，要查经，这样我们就不会觉得丢人。那么我们还需要学习。
But you know the thing that I'd like to look at for just a moment this morning is loyalty.
今天早上我还想让大家来注意看这个忠心的问题。
Loyalty is part of being a disciple.
作为门徒的其中一部分内容是要忠心。
In fact,Loyalty is one of the foundation stones of relationships.
实际上，忠心是一个关系的基石。
You know, in all the cultures that I know of,
在我所知道的各种文化里面，
great value is placed on loyalty.
忠心都被人们所认为是很重要的一种价值观。
Sometimes that's not good.
有时候这是不太好的一种忠心。
When loyalty is misplaced, it's a big problem.
当我们把忠心放在不对的地方，就会造成很多问题。
You know, loyalty to some evil things?
对一些邪恶的东西有忠心。
Or false religion?
或者是对一些就是异端的宗教有忠心。
That's not good.
那是不好的。
But when it's loyalty to Christ, then it's wonderful.
但是如果我们对耶稣、对基督有忠心，那是很好的。
Now I'd like you to listen very carefully.
我想要你仔细的听。
Because you may think what I'm going to say is just a small thing, and it is small.
也许你认为我要讲的是一些很小的事情，也许这的确是很小的事情。
But it makes a big difference.
但是它会让我们生命有很大的改变。
You know, just as the traffic lights at a busy intersection, the lights are just very small.
就好像是在很拥挤的交通枢纽，有一个要交通灯，很小的交通灯。
It's not a big thing.
它实在是很小。
But you let all the lights turn green at one time, and you will see a big thing.
但是如果你把所有的灯同时都变成绿灯的话，你会看到很大的事情发生。
I think I've seen a few of those before.
我想以前我见过好几次，就是在中间灯同时变绿，然后出大车祸。
I didn't see all the lights turn green, but I sure saw the traffic jams.
我的确是看到交通拥挤混乱的情况。
And it takes hours to get it straightened out.
然后人们要花好几个小时的时间把这个交通这个拥挤的情况给它疏散掉。
But this is what I want to tell you.
今天早上我想要跟大家说。
In our relationship with Christ, we must not think.Of our first loyalty being to Christ.
在我们跟耶稣基督的关系里面，我们不能够认为自己的第一个要忠心的是耶稣基督。
Let me say it again. We must not think of our first loyalty being to Christ.
大家仔细听，在这里面有一些词句的这个游戏哈，要听清楚。他说，我们必须要记住，我们第一个忠心不见得是基督。
However, we must think of our only loyalty.To Christ.
但是我们唯一的忠心的必须是基督。
Our only loyalty.
我们唯一的对他忠心的事情应该是基督。
Now, listen close, hold steady.
仔细听。
Think about this.
想想看。
When the love of God is in our hearts, when we are loyal only to God.
当神的爱在我们心里，当我们只对神忠心的时候。
He puts His love in our hearts.
他把他的爱放在我们心里。
And the presence of His Spirit is in us.
他的圣灵也在我们心里。
And through Him is a level of loyalty that we've not known before.
通过这个圣灵的工作，我们有了一个以前从来没有过的忠心。
Along with that loyalty, He gives wisdom.
随着这忠心，他给我们智慧。
So we know how to place our loyalty more wisely.
我们这样就可以智慧的选择把我们的中心放在哪里。
But he gives us true loyalty to family and to friends.
他给我们这样真就是很真切的真诚的中心，对我们的家庭，对我们的朋友，我们都有中心。
You know, this can go, it covers everything.
它可以涵盖很多的层面。
We could even say we are loyal to lost souls.
我们也可以说我们对这些失丧的灵魂有中心。
Through Jesus Christ.
是通过耶稣基督。
All of those people, to all of those people who we are supposed to be loyal to.
对那些失丧的灵魂，我们应当有这样的忠心。
You know, we cannot do that in ourselves, only through Christ.
我们不能够通过我们自己来做，只能通过耶稣基督来做。
So think of this when we talk about disciples and discipleship.
想想看，当我们讲到门徒，讲到我们怎么样做门徒的时候。
Now we come to the main points of the message.
我们现在到了我们今天信息的重点。
Three points I'd like for you to remember this morning.
今天早上我希望大家记住三点。
Number one.
第一个。
There's no if in the heart of a disciple.
在一个门徒的心里。
There is no rival in the heart for Christ.
在我们的心里，耶稣基督没有对手。
That means in our hearts there is no competition for Christ.
也就是说在我们的心里没有人能跟耶稣基督竞争。
He is the ruler.
他是统治一切统管万有的。
He is the king.
他是王。
And he's more than a president because president has to go through Congress and the Senate and all of this.
他比总统还要大，因为总统还得经过国务院，经过这些参议院的选举。
He's the king of our life.
他是我们生命的王。
But you know, I'd like for you to think about some questions.
我想让你考虑几个问题。
You know, we're all different.
我们每个人都不一样。
You know, we all have two hands, two feet, one head, one nose.
我们都有手脚，有鼻子，有头。
And yet we're all different.
但是我们每个人都不一样。
But what is it in your life that tries to come between you and God?
但是在你的生命中有什么东西试图要站在你和基督中间
You know, when I talk about this, something comes to my mind that's pleasant to think about.
当我讲到这个的时候，有一点很愉快的一些想法进到我的头脑中。
I remember sometimes when our children were very young.
我记得当我孩子们还很小的时候。
And my wife and I would be sitting together.
我太太和我会坐在一起。
Maybe in a car.
也许是在车里。
Maybe at home or someplace else.
也许是在家里或在别的什么地方。
But one of our children, I don't know, maybe they felt a little lonely or insecure.
有一个孩子，他可能会觉得不安全，或者是他觉得有点孤单。
But perhaps one would come and sit on my knee.
然后这孩子就会跑过来坐在我膝盖上。
And pretty soon, that child would slide a little bit off of my knee, a little bit between us.
然后这孩子就会从我的膝盖上滑下来，在我和太太中间什么地方坐下。
And then a little bit more off of my knee and a little more between us.
然后他就从我膝盖上滑下来更多，就挤在我们俩中间。
I see some of you smiling. You've had the same experience.
我想你们中间很多人也肯定有同样的经历。
Or maybe you remember doing that.
也许你也记得你曾经这样做过。
I remember.
我记得。
But pretty soon that child was there between my wife and I.
但是很快孩子就从我膝盖上完全的滑下来，他就在我和太太中间了。
That child had security on both sides.
这孩子从两边他都有安全感。
You know, for a small child, that's pretty nice.
对一个小孩子，这真的很好啊。
You know, sometimes I think I have that same emotion, and I just want to be so close to Jesus.
有时候我就像这个孩子一样，有同样的感觉，我想要跟耶稣基督紧紧的连在一起。
You know, that's wonderful when we want to be close to Jesus.
当我们想要跟耶稣基督更亲密的时候，这真是很棒。
But when something comes and, as we say, kind of worms its way in between us and God, that's not so good.
但是如果有什么东西就像毛毛虫一样爬到你跟耶稣中间的时候，这事情就不大妙了。
What is it in your life that tries to get in and work its way in between you and God?
在你的生命中有什么东西是想要想方设法试图挤到你和耶稣中间？
Is it a job?
是你的工作吗？
Maybe a friendship?
也许是你的友谊。
You know, it can even be our children.
甚至也可能是我们的孩子。
It really can.
很有可能啊。
And you know, whatever comes between us and God becomes our idol.
你知道，不论是什么东西，只要它在我和神中间，那么它就成为我们的偶像。
You know, I've heard people say something that's a little bit amusing, but it's something to think about.
我听到有人在讲，听起来好像很可笑，但是好像很有道理，要想一想。
This man said, well, some people say they don't want to come to church because of all the hypocrites.
有人说我不想去教会，因为教会里满都是那些虚伪的人。
You know, the fake Christians.
那些虚假的基督徒。
He said, you know, if they really thought about that, they wouldn't say that anymore.
他说如果他们真那么想的话，他们就不会那么说了。
Because if the hypocrites are coming to church and they are not,That means that the hypocrites are a little bit closer to God than them.
但是你要知道，这些假冒伪善的人来教会，但是这些人不来，那就说明这些假冒伪善的人甚至比这些人还跟神要更近一点。
But what is it that tries to work its way in between you and God?
到底是什么想要试图挤到你和耶稣中间呢？
That puts distance between you and God.
这使得你和神的距离就越远了一点。
You know, any rival in our hearts,
在我们心里，如果我们设立给耶稣基督设立任何的对手，
any rival in our hearts is a result of rebellion.
那这些我们设立的这个对手，那就是我们的反叛的一个标志。
You know, that's a very strong statement.
这是很重的一句话。
Think about that a moment.
去想一想。
You know, rebellion can be a strong no, God.
反叛是跟神说我不要。
You know, that's very strong.
这个反叛这个词是很重的一个词。
I shudder to think of anybody ever saying those words or thinking them.
我想到人们想到这个词我都会发抖，反叛。
But you know what is easier for us to do when we hear God's voice? Just to wait.
你知道，对我们来说更容易去做的一件事是，我们听到神的话声音的时候，我们就在那等着。
Don't say no.
不要说不。
But don't say yes either.
也不要说是。
You know that's very dangerous.
你知道这很危险。
You say, "Oh, I'm not rebellious."
你说我不是一个反叛的人。
I want to do the right thing.
我想要做这正确的事情。
But
但是好像有点困难呢。
We just wait.
然后我们就在这等着。
You tell me.
你告诉我。
When you tell somebody, you do this.
当你告诉一个人说你干这个。
And they do it two or three days later.
他们要是两三天之后才去干这事儿。
Is that okay?
这对你来说这行吗？
I don't think so.
我想不大可能吧。
You know, the time has passed.
你时间都过去了。
But in the heart of a disciple, there is no rival for Christ.
但是在我们一个门徒的心里，这神耶稣基督他没有这样的对手。
Number two.
第二点。
In the heart of a disciple, there is no refusal to Christ.
在门徒的心里，对基督没有拒绝。
I'd ask you again to think about this.
我再请大家想一想这个问题。
What is it in your life that tempts you to refuse God?
你的生命之中有没有这样的一些东西诱惑你去对神去拒绝神？
And to say no.
跟神说不。
Is it some desire that you have?
也许是你心里的某些渴望。
Is it some fear?
可能是恐惧。
You know, as a young boy, I had some dreams.
当我还是个小男孩的时候，我有一些梦想。
I wanted to have enough money for the things that I needed.
我想要对我想做的事情有足够的钱。
And I wanted to travel.
而我想要去旅行。
I wanted to see the world.
我想要看看世界。
And the devil said, if you follow Jesus, you'll always be very, very poor and you will never see anything but this town.
魔鬼对我说，如果你跟从耶稣的话，你会永远的这么穷，而且你永远不会有机会离开这个城市。
Well, the Lord has changed my thoughts about money.
神已经改变了我对金钱的看法。
Because truly, what do I need money for?
因为实际上真的，这钱对我用钱干什么呢？
If I have enough to eat, have a roof over my head,
如果我有足够的饭吃，我有房头上有一个房顶遮着。
If I have the things that are necessary, what would I do with more?
如果我有生活必须的这些东西，我还需要更多的钱干什么？
I tell you what I do with a little extra.
我告诉你，我用这一点点多余的钱，我做些什么？
I print books.
然后我去出版很多书。
That is one of the best uses for extra money.
这对我来说，这是余钱最好的一个花钱的办法。
But you know, the devil is a liar.
这你知道，魔鬼是个说谎的。说谎者。
He's the father of lies. That's what the Bible tells us.
他是说谎人之父，这是圣经说的。
I have traveled as much as anybody I know.
我已经去过很多地方旅游，就是跟我所认识所有的人，就是旅行的地方最多的那些人一样。
Maybe more.
也许比他们旅行的地方还要多。
And you know it's exciting.
这实在是很令人我兴奋。
You know, my wife and I were on this trip. We were at this book convention.
我太太跟我这次前不久去的这个是关于出版一些书籍的一个会议。
It was in Denver, and we had started very early in the morning.
是在科罗拉多丹佛市，我们每天早上很早开始。
And we finished up in the evening, and this day particularly, we were both tired.
然后是在傍晚的时候才结束，所以每天都会很累。
And when the convention closed, we were walking out.
当着会议结束以后，我们往外走的时候。
And we both commented about, "Whew, we're tired."
我们两个人都在说，哎，好累啊。
But I said, "Oh, but yes, isn't this exciting? We've made wonderful contacts today."
但是我跟太太说，同时也是很让我们兴奋啊，我们就遇到了这么多新的朋友。
We've met people from around the world that want to know more about Jesus.
我们见到从世界各地来的人，他们都想要多了解耶稣基督。
And they want to help spread the good news.
他们也想帮助我们把好消息散布出去。
So you see, Satan was lying to me.
所以你看，撒旦魔鬼撒旦是对我说谎了。
But what is it in your life that tempts you to refuse Jesus and say, no?
但是你的生命之中有没有这样的东西在诱惑你，能够去拒绝耶稣，对他说不？
Again, you remember any refusal is a result of rebellion against God.
记住，每一个拒绝都是对神反叛的一个结果。
And number three.
第三点。
In the heart of a disciple, there can be no retreat.
在门徒的心里，我们不能从神面前退缩。
What is it in your life that tempts you to draw back from God?
你的生命之中有没有什么东西让你就是从神面前退往后退？
You know, there's something that Satan will come bring to you and try to trick you with.
你知道魔鬼撒旦有时候会把一些事情带到你的生命中，会给你在你身上做一个恶作剧。
That's just the way it works. That's the way he works.
这是撒旦工作的方式。
What is it that tempts us to draw back from God, from doing the right thing?
有什么东西能够诱惑我们从神面前退缩，去不让我们去做这些正确的事情？
Do you know in this temptation to retreat from God, it can be a strong no?
你知道让我们在神面前退缩后退，然后有所保留的，也可能是一个很强硬的，我们说不。
Or it can just be something as that seems as nice as delayed obedience.
也可能或者看起来好像还挺不错，只不过是耽误一点时间的这种不顺从。
Think about these.
想想看。
Oh, it's wonderful that the Lord can draw us close to Him, and the longer we walk with Him, the closer we can be to Him.
神把我们朝他拉近，然后我们跟神跟从神的时间越久，我们跟他的距离就越近。
But you think of these things first, no rival in our hearts against Christ.
但是想想这三点，第一个，在我们心里不要给耶稣基督设立对手。
And second, no refusal in our hearts against Christ.
第二，在我们心里对耶稣基督不要拒绝。
Now in some scripture that we read this morning, Psalms 103, verse 20, I noticed this.
今天早上我们读的诗篇103章。
It said that the angels obey his voice as he speaks.
他说天使听到神讲话的时候就听从神的声音。
That's immediate obedience.
就是立刻就遵守，立刻就遵行。
Not delayed obedience.
而不是被耽搁的这种遵行。
And then three, no retreat.
第三点，我们不要退缩。
So think of these things.
想想这三点。
No rival, no refusal, no retreat.
不要给神设立对手，心里头不要拒绝神的旨意，而且不能从神面前退缩。
You know, friends, God loves us and He cares for us.
神爱我们，他关心我们。
He cares for us and loves us too much to allow loyalty to anything or anyone except Him.
他这样的爱我们，他给我们自由，让我们可以对一些别的事情忠心，除了他以外，我们可以对别的事情有忠心。
You know, I wish that every one of us would determine this morning to have a perfect heart toward God.
我希望每一个人今天早上都能够对神有一个完美的心意。
That in our hearts we would have no rival.
在我们心里不给神设立对手。
Jesus Christ would be supreme King.
耶稣基督是至高无上的神王。
And that in each of our hearts there would be no refusal.
在我们每一个人的心中也没有对神说拒绝。
No one even has the smallest hint of saying no to God.
我们甚至没有最小的声音对我们说，对神说不。
And then there would be no retreat.
在我们心里也没有退缩。
Once we've started following Christ, we would never turn back.
我们一旦开始跟从耶稣，我们就永远不后退。
Let each of us determine to have a heart that is perfect toward God.
让我们每一个人都下定决心，在神面前有这样一个完美的心智。
Thank you so much, and may God bless you.
感谢大家，愿神祝福大家。